Study Article 40. This article will be studied during the week of November 27th through December 3rd. Like Peter, you can persevere. Theme text: Depart from me, Lord, because I am a sinful man. Luke 5:8. Song 38. He will make you strong. Preview: This article is designed to assure those who struggle with weaknesses that they can overcome them and persevere as faithful servants of Jehovah.
Paragraph 1. Question: How did Peter react to a miraculous catch of fish?
Peter had spent an entire night fishing without catching anything. Surprisingly, Jesus said to him, "Pull out to where it is deep and let down your nets for a catch." Luke 5:4. Peter doubted that he would catch any fish, but he did as he was directed. The lowered nets began ripping apart from the weight of the catch. Realizing that they had just witnessed a miracle, Peter and those working with him were overwhelmed with astonishment. Peter exclaimed, "Depart from me, Lord, because I am a sinful man." Luke 5:6-9. Peter apparently felt unworthy even to be in Jesus' presence.
Paragraph 2. Question: Why is it helpful for us to consider Peter's example?
Peter was right. He was a sinful man. The scriptures show that he sometimes said and did things that he later regretted. Can you relate to Peter? Are you battling a personality flaw or a persistent sinful tendency? If so, you can gain hope by studying Peter's example. How so? Consider this. Peter's shortcomings could easily have been omitted from the Bible record. However, they were included under inspiration as lessons for us. Learning about this man who had weaknesses and feelings like ours can help us to see that Jehovah does not expect perfection from us. He wants us to persevere, to keep trying, despite our weaknesses.
Paragraph 3. Question: Why do we need to persevere?
Why is it necessary for us to persevere? There is a saying, "Practice makes perfect." To illustrate, a musician may spend many years mastering his instrument. During that time, he may play thousands of wrong notes. But if he keeps practicing, he will improve. Even if he becomes a skilled musician, though, he may occasionally make a mistake. Still, he does not give up. He keeps working at his craft. In a similar way, even after we feel that we have overcome a certain weakness, we may suffer a setback. But we still keep working toward our goal. We all say or do things that we later regret. Nonetheless, if we refuse to give up, Jehovah will help us to keep making progress. Let us consider Peter's example of perseverance. The compassion Jesus showed him despite his shortcomings can motivate us to continue serving Jehovah. Peter's struggles and blessings.
Paragraph 4. Question: As found at Luke 5:5-10, how did Peter describe himself? But how did Jesus assure him?
The scriptures do not say why Peter described himself as a sinful man or what sins he had in mind, but he may have made some serious mistakes.
Luke 5:5-10 reads,
"But in reply, Simon said,
'Instructor, we toiled all night and caught nothing, but at your word I will lower the nets.'"
Well, when they did this, they caught a great number of fish. In fact, their nets began ripping apart. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and assist them, and they came and filled both boats so that these began to sink. Seeing this, Simon Peter fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying,
"Depart from me, Lord, because I am a sinful man."
For both he and those with him were overwhelmed with astonishment at the catch of fish they had taken. And the same was true of both James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were partners with Simon. But Jesus said to Simon,
"Stop being afraid. From now on, you will be catching men alive."
Jesus sensed Peter's fear, which could have stemmed from feelings of inadequacy. Jesus also knew that Peter could remain faithful. So Jesus kindly told Peter to stop being afraid. Jesus' confidence in Peter had a lasting effect on him. Peter and his brother Andrew later abandoned their fishing business and became full-time followers of the Messiah, a decision that led to remarkable blessings.
The picture for paragraph 4 shows the Apostle Peter reacting in fear and astonishment as overfilled fishing nets begin to sink his boat. Jesus listens carefully to Peter while another man struggles with the nets. The picture caption reads, "How would you respond if you had an experience similar to that of Peter?" Paragraph 5, question. What blessings did Peter receive by overcoming his fears and by accepting Jesus' invitation?
Peter had many wonderful experiences as a follower of Christ. He saw Jesus heal the sick, expel demons, and even raise the dead.
The footnote reads, "Many scriptures cited in this article are from Mark's gospel. He apparently recorded what he had heard from Peter, who was an eyewitness of the events."
Peter also witnessed a vision of Jesus' future kingdom glory, an event that had a great impact on him. Yes, Peter saw things he could never have anticipated. How glad he must have been that he did not allow any negative feelings about himself to cause him to miss out on these blessings.
Paragraph 6, question. Did Peter quickly overcome his weaknesses? Explain.
Despite what he had seen and heard, Peter still struggled with his weaknesses. Consider a few examples. When Jesus explained how he would suffer and die in fulfillment of Bible prophecy, Peter rebuked him. Repeatedly, Peter and the other apostles argued about who was the greatest. On the last night before Jesus' death, Peter impulsively cut off a man's ear. That same night, Peter gave in to fear and three times denied knowing his friend Jesus. That led Peter to weep bitterly.
Paragraph 7. Question. What opportunity was Peter given after Jesus' resurrection?
Jesus did not give up on his disheartened apostle. After Jesus was resurrected, he gave Peter the opportunity to reaffirm his love for him. Jesus invited Peter to serve humbly as a shepherd of his sheep. Peter responded positively. He was in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost and among the first to be anointed by Holy Spirit.
Paragraph 8. Question. What serious mistake did Peter make in Antioch?
Even after he became an anointed Christian, Peter had to deal with his weaknesses. In 36 CE, Peter was present when the uncircumcised Gentile Cornelius was anointed with Holy Spirit, which was clear evidence that God is not partial and that Gentiles could be part of the Christian congregation. Acts 10:34, 44, and 45. Peter thereafter felt free to share meals with Gentiles, something he would never have done earlier. However, some Jewish Christians felt that Jews and Gentiles should not eat together. When some who had that viewpoint came to Antioch, Peter stopped eating with his Gentile brothers, likely out of fear of offending Jewish Christians. The Apostle Paul saw this hypocrisy and rebuked Peter publicly. Despite this setback, Peter persevered. What helped him? What helped Peter to persevere?
Paragraph 9. Question. How does John 6, 68 and 69 highlight Peter's loyalty?
Peter was loyal. He did not let anything cause him to give up permanently. He demonstrated his loyalty on one occasion when Jesus said something that his disciples did not understand.
John 6:68 and 69 reads,
Simon Peter answered him,
Lord, whom shall we go away to? You have sayings of everlasting life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
Without waiting for or seeking an explanation, many stopped following Jesus, but not Peter. He recognized that only Jesus had sayings of everlasting life.
Paragraph 10. Question. How did Jesus show confidence in Peter?
Jesus did not abandon Peter. On the last night of his earthly life, Jesus knew that Peter and the other apostles would abandon him. Nevertheless, Jesus expressed confidence that Peter would recover and remain faithful. Jesus understood that the spirit is eager, but the flesh is weak. Mark 14:38. Accordingly, even after Peter denied knowing him, Jesus did not give up on his apostle. The resurrected Jesus appeared to Peter, evidently when Peter was alone. How that must have encouraged the downcast apostle.
The picture for paragraph 10 shows the resurrected Jesus comforting Peter. The picture caption reads, Why are you encouraged by the confidence that Jesus had in Peter? Paragraph 11. Question. How did Jesus assure Peter that Jehovah would support him?
Jesus assured Peter of Jehovah's support. The resurrected Jesus provided Peter and his fellow apostles with another miraculous catch of fish. This miracle no doubt reassured Peter that Jehovah could easily supply the material things he needed. Perhaps the apostle then recalled Jesus' words that Jehovah would provide for those who keep seeking first the kingdom. Matthew 6:33. In line with that, Peter made the ministry, not the fishing business, his priority. He gave a bold witness on the day of Pentecost 33 CE, helping thousands to accept the good news. He thereafter helped the Samaritans and the Gentiles to accept Christ. Jehovah certainly used Peter in a mighty way to bring people of all sorts into the congregation. What do we learn?
Paragraph 12. Question. Keeping Peter's example in mind, what should we remember if we are struggling with a persistent weakness?
Jehovah can help us to persevere. It may be a struggle to carry on, especially if we are coping with a persistent weakness. At times, our weaknesses may seem more challenging than those that Peter faced. But Jehovah can give us the strength not to give up. For example, one brother engaged in a homosexual lifestyle for a number of years before learning the truth. He decisively left those immoral practices behind. Still, he at times struggled with wrong desires. What helped him to persevere? He explains, Jehovah strengthens us. He adds, With Jehovah's Spirit, I have learned that it is possible to continue in the way of the truth. Jehovah has been able to use me, and despite my imperfections, he continually strengthens me.
Paragraph 13. Question. How can we imitate the example of Peter, as recorded at Acts 4:13, 29, and 31?
As we saw, Peter succumbed more than once to fear of man. But by praying for boldness, Peter was able to act courageously.
Acts 4:13 reads,
Now, when they saw the outspokenness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were astonished, and they began to realize that they had been with Jesus.
Verse 29 reads,
And now, Jehovah, give attention to their threats, and grant to your slaves to keep speaking your word with all boldness.
Verse 31 reads,
And when they had made supplication, the place where they were gathered together was shaken, and they were one and all filled with the Holy Spirit, and were speaking the word of God with boldness.
We too can overcome our fears. Consider what happened to Horst, a young brother who lived in Nazi Germany. More than once he gave in to pressure at school and said, "Heil Hitler!" Rather than rebuke him, Horst's parents prayed with him, asking Jehovah to give him courage. With the help of his parents and reliance on Jehovah, Horst eventually gained the strength to stand firm. He later observed, "Jehovah never abandoned me."
Paragraph 14. Question. How can caring shepherds assure those who feel discouraged?
Jehovah and Jesus will not give up on us. Peter was at a critical crossroads in his life after he denied Christ. Would he quit, or would he persevere as Christ's disciple? Jesus had supplicated Jehovah that Peter's faith would not give out. Jesus told Peter about that prayer and expressed confidence that Peter would later be able to strengthen his brothers. How it must have reassured Peter to think back on Jesus' words. When we come to a crossroads in our life, Jehovah may use caring shepherds to provide the assurance we need to remain faithful. A longtime elder named Paul tries to provide that comfort. He asks those who feel like giving up to reflect on how Jehovah first drew them to the truth. He then assures them that Jehovah's loyal love will not allow him to give up on them. He concludes, "I have seen many discouraged ones persevere with help from Jehovah."
Paragraph 15. Question. How do the examples of Peter and of Horst illustrate the truthfulness of Matthew 6:33?
Just as Jehovah provided materially for Peter and the other apostles, he will care for our material needs when we put the ministry first in our life. Following World War II, Horst, mentioned earlier, considered pioneering. He was very poor, though, and doubted that he could support himself and remain in the full-time ministry. What would he do? He decided to put Jehovah to the test, spending the entire week in the ministry during the visit of the circuit overseer. At the end of the week, he was shocked when the circuit overseer handed him an envelope from an anonymous donor. It contained enough money to sustain him in the pioneer service for several months. Horst viewed this gift as reassurance that Jehovah would sustain him. He spent the rest of his life putting kingdom interests first.
The picture collage for paragraphs 13 and 15 shows a reenactment of Horst Henschel and his parents when he was young. In the background, Horst sheepishly raises his right arm, while other young boys raise their right arm and say the Heil Hitler salute. In the foreground, his parents pray with him. On the side is a modern-day photo of Horst Henschel. The picture description reads, "As seen in this reenactment, Horst Henschel's parents prayed with him and strengthened his determination to stand firm." The picture caption reads, "Horst Henschel began his full-time service on January 1, 1950. Do you think that he regretted using his life serving Jehovah?" Paragraph 16. Question. Why are Peter's example and writings worthy of our attention?
How happy Peter must have been that Jesus did not depart from him, as Peter had once requested. Christ continued to train Peter to be a faithful apostle and an outstanding example for Christians. The record of that training contains many precious lessons that can benefit us all. Peter shared some of those lessons and more in two inspired letters that he sent to congregations in the first century. The next article will discuss a few reminders from these letters and how we can apply them today. How would you answer? What were some weaknesses that Peter had to overcome? What helped Peter to persevere? What are some things that we can learn from Peter's example? Song 126, "Stay awake, stand firm, grow mighty. End of article.